You've reached the Mercy Roadside Assistance. My name is Frida on a recorded line. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes.
And are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
All right. Can I have your name, please?
Yes. First name, Anton. Last name, Martin.
Okay. And this appears to be a return call.
Yeah, I just had to, I just started another policy because I let mine lapse. I didn't get no notification that it had expired. And I was trying to see what I could do today. I need assistance right now, but they said the new policy won't go into effect for 72 hours.
That's correct. Yes, sir. I was just going to tell you, if you just sign a new policy, it's not going to show up here for the next 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah, I have all the information in front of me, but that's what they told me. It won't start for them.
Yes, sir. So it's gonna come up as an out-of-pocket expense.
Oh, man. How much is that?
I won't know until I reach out to the providers to see what they're going to charge for whatever service you were trying to get today.
Okay, I guess it would be a tow. I'm kind of stuck. I just needed to get my car pulled out.
So you need a winching service today?
What is that?
That's when are you stuck in the mud? You stuck in the snow?
Yeah, I'm stuck in the mud.
Yeah, that's called a winching service where they'll come and pull you out. But I won't know how much that cost would be until I actually reach out to the provider today.
Okay.
So do you want to move forward with it? Or do you want to
yeah.
call them directly? Okay. All right. We can do that. Hold on.
Okay.
And we can try the policy number, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to produce anything. What's your new policy number?
Policy number ANCL0000100813.
Let's see. You've already provided the VIN. Hold on. What's the address, Mr. Martin? What's your address?
2308 East 96th Street.
In what city?
Chicago.
Zip code?
60617.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you need assistance with today?
It's a 2012 Chevy Impala.
And what's the color of that Impala?
Silver.
Okay, and we're going to proceed with this as a cash call, correct?
Well, I just wanted to find out how much it is first and make sure I got it.
Of course, I won't move forward with anything unless I, because what I'll do is once I get that service, what I'll do once we get to that point, I'll get you some quotes and call you back with them. So is the vehicle 15 feet from a paved roadway or less than 15 feet away from a paved roadway?
Yeah, it's like it's not far. I'm right in near the alley, so.
Okay. Is it stuck in the snow?
In the mud.
In the mud, okay. Okay, and you're actually in the vehicle, correct?
Yeah.
All right, what's the address where the vehicle is currently located?
I have no idea the address. I'm in between two streets.
Okay, I'm going to send you an SMS message. I need you to give me, click on that link and give me the latitude and longitude of where you're currently located.
I mean, if I know the streets, would you be able to find it then?
Once you give me that latitude and longitude, it'll be a whole lot easier. Did you get the text message from me?
Yeah, I got it. I'm opening it up.
Okay.
Said this site can't ask for my permission. Hold on.
You would have to have your location on for this to work.
Usually, yeah, my location is on.
Okay.
I don't know why it won't work. Yeah, it won't work for some reason.
Okay. So, you don't see any nearby streets or like businesses?
Yeah, I'm in between 70th Street, between May Street and Aberdeen Street.
My system doesn't work like that. Are you currently in Chicago as well? That's where you're located?
Yeah, it would be like 1100 West on 70th Street. That helped.
Okay, let's see if I put that in here. What happens, what I see when I do that. All right. I see South Aberdeen and West 70th. All right. And so you're in the alley.
It's an alley between Aberdeen and May. That's where I'm at. The next street to the west would be May Street. And I'm in between those two.
So, customer in the alley between Aberdeen and May Street. All right. That would be more right here. Like I found it. It looks like it's an apartment complex or something, or some houses in between those streets.
No, I don't see an apartment complex. Well, that looks like
or some type of building. Maybe it's a school. Maybe I'm looking at
on Bay Street. It looks like a school on my left side.
Yeah, that's what that is. It's a school. I don't know why I thought it was an apartment complex. All right, yeah. Okay, and then on the other side, there's like houses, and you're in between that.
Yep, I'm in between those two blocks.
Okay, all right.
They would come in on 71st Street, and say that's how you would have to get in.
So, if how would you be paying with this if you choose to accept it? Would it be credit card, debit card, or cash?
Debit.
Okay. All right. So let's see here. So what I would do now, sir, is I would call and get you a couple of quotes, and I'll call you back and let you know what you're looking at.
Okay.
All right. So with that being said, my name's Frieda, and I'll be calling you back here shortly.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling Emergency Roadside. You'll be hearing from me shortly, sir. Bye.
Okay.